The Carbon Emissions Index, or CEDEX report, is a benchmark indicator for Australia's carbon emissions and provides a snapshot of vital data from the energy sector. It's been run since 2012 by infrastructure consultancy firm Pitt and Sherry, but it's now being produced in partnership with economic policy think tank, the Australia Institute. And now, for the first time, the new CEDEX report will produce accurate figures for total renewable energy produced in Australia, including all wind and solar. This comes at a time when electricity is increasingly being produced by renewable energy sources like solar, and more consumers are likely to come on board with new developments in battery technology, most notably the new Tesla solar battery, which allows you to store the electricity generated by your solar panels. The Australia Institute says the data being produced by the new CEDEX report will track this transformation in energy use and help policymakers better understand the energy system. Rod Campbell is Director of Research at the Australia Institute. He says the results of their first report took everybody by surprise.
We use less electricity now than we did in 2009, even though we have more people.
Is that largely because of the uptake of rooftop solar?
No, that's a small part of what we're seeing. But what's really happened is there's been some big drives on energy efficiency, and we have seen some energy intensive industries move offshore. There's been a few smelters closed down. But energy efficiency in both industry and households has really helped, and our carbon price helped for a little while. And we're also seeing rooftop solar starting to come into the picture now. And in fact, this CEDEX report is the first one to include an estimate of electricity generation by rooftop solar.
One of the states that had the biggest drop in electricity demand was New South Wales, a huge drop compared to other states. Why was that?
So both of those things that we've just mentioned, there's been several aluminium and other types of smelters that have closed down and left New South Wales, and there's potentially more of that down the track. And also, again, energy efficiency programs that were implemented over the last few years, particularly under the Rudd and Gillard governments, really reduced household and industry demand. And New South Wales is one of our most industrialised states. That's what we saw there. What's interesting is that New South Wales and Victoria have started to level out. So has that big story of declining electricity demand in Australia over the last 4 or 5 years, has that started to change? Has that started to end, and why? They're things that we're really interested in this CEDEX and in the next few.
You mentioned there that you have tracked some drop in electricity demand because you've seen some big electricity consumers like smelters move offshore. Conversely, you've also seen an increase in demand in Queensland. Do you want to tell us why that is?
So in this period, we've seen Queensland's natural gas exports really kick off. So another one of the big stories of Australian energy in recent years has been that the east coast of Australia has started to export gas, and we've never done that before. The east coast of Australia has generally produced a reasonable amount of gas and consumed it all itself, which has always given us quite cheap gas prices, because it was never, we never produced enough to make it worthwhile exporting, and we weren't big enough consumers ourselves to really push up that price. So all that's changed in the last few years. The whole debate around fracking is all about producing gas for export, and our export facilities are in Queensland. So as those facilities have come online, they've started to use large amounts of energy, because to export that gas, it needs to be liquefied and put on a ship. And so the process of transporting, liquefying and loading that gas takes a large amount of electricity, and that's entirely what's driving Queensland's recent peak in electricity demand.
So you're expecting that state governments will be looking at this CEDEX, or will be held to account, I suppose, in terms of their own contributions to emission targets. For example, in Victoria, they've been talking about having their own separate renewable energy target because they've been unsatisfied with where we're going with the low target that we have federally.
I share a lot of their frustration. I feel that Australia should be doing more on climate change, so I would generally support some of those state-based climate change policies. One area that they might want to look at before really really going into state-based renewable energy policies might be on energy efficiency. There's still a lot of efficiencies that can be gained within households and Australian industries. And what's actually happening, unfortunately, is that federal energy efficiency standards are not being replaced and new ones for new products are not being implemented due to the current government's sort of so-called war on red tape. There's actually a policy in place where new regulations can only be brought in with the abolition of old regulations and within the same sector. So there's a lot of problems in terms of regulating new energy efficiency standards for new products or in new sectors when we don't want to abolish older energy standards that are still bringing improvements in energy efficiency. So there's this kind of perverse war on really productive red tape that is driving some of our recent increases in emissions and electricity consumption. And so I think if state governments wanted to look at this CEDEX and think, is there some sort of policy we can be working on where the feds are dropping the ball, I would say go for energy efficiency.
I wonder if you can give us a picture of, out of this report, where Australia is at in terms of its carbon emissions.
Yeah, so Australia's carbon emissions are around 525 million tonnes per year of carbon dioxide equivalent, which makes us around the 16th highest emitting country overall, which makes us similar to countries like Italy and Iran and France. But we have to remember all of those countries have much bigger populations than Australia. When it comes to emissions per capita, we are one of the big leaders. I think only some of the big petroleum producing and consuming countries like the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia might be ahead of us on that one, and I think the US. So we're kind of similar to Italy or France, except there's a lot fewer of us. So we really do need to be doing more to lift our game on that.
Rod Campbell, Director of Research at the Australia Institute.